Hello, it's Monday, May the 3rd. We're in the month of May already. And last week we were in the 11th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. I want to go back there today and just pick up something towards the end of chapter 11 that we didn't look at last Thursday. And beginning in verse 10 and verse 11, twice he says, in that day. And it's a messianic day that he's talking about. And he talks about the root of Jesse. Jesse, of course, the father of David. And so the prophecy of the coming Davidic king, which will be great David's greater son, namely Christ. And Isaiah is looking not so much to the first coming of Christ, but to what Christ accomplishes through his work and through the commission that he gives to the church to bring to pass the kingdom of God. And reading this chapter, you're in the 7th, 8th century BC, you're in the 700s, and the world map, as it were, it's like getting out an atlas and looking at the world map of Isaiah's day. And to the north would be Assyria, and to the south would be Egypt, and to the east would be Assyria, and to the north a territory called Hamath, and to the west the Mediterranean Sea, and who knows what's beyond the Mediterranean Sea, lands. He refers to lands beyond the sea, and he's talking about the gathering the rule that he has over the world and over kingdoms. Kingdoms will come and go. And he pictures it using the metaphor of the Exodus and the parting of the Red Sea. And in this picture, the Sea of Egypt will be dried up. The river Euphrates, he just calls it the river, and he's referring to the river Euphrates. And it's a picture of every barrier being removed and the kingdom of God being established. And eventually that kingdom will be the new heavens and new earth that the prophet speaks of in the closing two chapters, 65 and 66. Well, verses 10 through to the end, to verse 16 of chapter 11, that was our text today. I trust as you read it for yourself that you'll be blessed by this extraordinary picture of world conquest by the stump of Jesse, the seed of Jesse, which is Christ, of course. Have a wonderful day.